other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Attorney Phil Berg, founder of the Birther Movement, is our guest. I'm going to have him in the next segment briefly recap. Some stations carry the second half of the show. Why the birther issue is so important. We're taking calls at the bottom of the hour when he leaves us. Then Lindsey Williams with more inside info directly from the highest levels of the global power structure on what they're planning with the dollar and the economy. Bill Berg, you heard Julio's points. Quick comments on that before we go to more calls.
Well, I think it's disgusting that Beck tries to associate me with these other people and tries to tie me in that I hate America. I don't hate America. I do this because I love America, and I'm going to challenge Beck. He won't do it. I'm going to challenge him to a debate. If he's got the nerve to put me up there and talk about me, I'm going to challenge him to a debate. He probably won't do it, but it's wrong what he's doing and wrong making me connotations. I want peace. I want a peaceful revolution. I want this through the court system and not through that. I'm going to embrace the American public to have a birth certificate march in Washington, which will be peaceful, and demand that if he can't prove that he's constitutionally eligible, that he resign. Can you see a million people there with a copy of birth certificate and Obama like not doing? The media would have to cover this.
And by the way, at these town halls, as you know, for a year now, Republican and Democrats will say, no, he's an American citizen, and literally the whole room starts screaming at him, even at Democrat events. People are sick of this, and ObamaCrimes.com is your website. I've seen it on TV. I've heard it, where he puts you up there next to the weathermen and others and says, these people hate America. They're dangerous. Folks, send those videos, because there's millions of listeners. You can find them. I have a small staff. I've seen it. I don't have time to go dig it out. It would take maybe 10 hours to, you know, dig through hundreds of shows. Send it all to Phil Berg. Help him so he has the info, but also support ObamaCrimes.com. Let's go to Matt in Ohio. Matt, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hi, Phil.
Hey, Matt.
I may be way out in left field here, but what do you think the chances are that the puppet masters, the people that pull Obama's strings and the higher ups in government, are going to let Obama's true identity and his birth certificate and all that out at the right time to get him impeached in order to impose more laws on us to be able to keep better track of us?
You're saying that could be the false flag. It would cause riots, all sorts of problems. Phil, your take on it.
Well, you know, I'm going to demand when we get him out of office, and we're going to do it, we're going to demand we'll hold a news conference. I'm going to call all the top politicians in this country and the religious leaders and say, you plan to cause riots in the streets and damage property and injure and kill people? Why? The only person responsible for this is Barack Obama. No, I don't think they're going to let it out. I think what's going to happen is the American public is going to demand it. I think about 20 million people know about this. Help me raise the public awareness to 100 million people. We will force him out of office because this is outrageous what he is doing, and he's out to destruct, to tear apart our country.
Well, it's just like ClimateGate in the first month when they said it wasn't real, and now it blew up in their face, and they've all admitted they're liars.
Right.
It's the same thing. They're stonewalling. The truth can't be stopped. We know he's an Indonesian citizen. We know his real name's Barry Sitaro. That's enough right there under law, because he can't be a natural. Explain that to people, Phil.
Well, once he's adopted there, he becomes a natural of Indonesia. And therefore, when he came back, according to our immigration laws, he would only become naturalized. But someone did what's called a FOIA request, Freedom of Information request, sent me a copy. They asked for a copy of Obama's birth certificate. It came back that he never had one. Now, they didn't check for Barry Sitaro, but I think he never had one. I think he traveled on his Indonesia passport. That's why at age 20, he stopped in Indonesia on his way to Pakistan to renew his passport.
Let's be clear on this.
That.
His real name's Barry Sitaro on record. Coming up, we've got him calling into a radio show in D.C., calling himself Barry. That's coming up. His name is Barry Sitaro. Folks, do you realize they're freezing all his documents, all his records? They're covering something up that's even worse than him really being an Indonesian citizen. We have an Indonesian citizen as our president, and once you, even if he had been a U.S. citizen before, he'd have to waive that citizenship to become a citizen of Indonesia. I mean, if I wanted to go waive my citizenship...
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have the father of the birther movement, attorney Phil Berg, ObamaCrimes.com, with us, former deputy attorney general in his state, member of the NAACP, Democrat, who, during the primaries, began to investigate Obama. He says, on record, his real name is Barry Sotero, a citizen of Indonesia. That's the only record we can get. He admits that, but says it's no big deal. And the media never covers that. They just say, we've shown the birth certificate, these people are lying. Why has Obama sealed all of his school records? Because the real name is Barry Sotero, and a lot of people are coming forward saying he was called Barry Sotero then, and that he was getting foreign aid. Now, we're going to go back to your calls, David, John, Nick, Ronald, and others. Questions for Phil Berg only on the subject of the birther issue and where his court cases are going. But here's the associated... Phil, go ahead. I was going to...
Yeah, no, that's right. I just want to say something, because many people say, well, a parent can't renounce, you know, give up their children's rights. Well, that's true to a point. But if Obama wanted to do that between the ages of 18 and 21, he would have had to renounce his Indonesia citizenship and reaffirm any citizenship that he did have for the United States. There's no evidence he did that either.
He sealed all those records, the college, everything. Let's play this clip. Just like everybody else, Barry from D.C. called Virginia Governor Tim Kaine's radio show to complain about traffic. But Barry from D.C. was really President Barack Obama, whose surprise came with a prank call just like everybody else. Barry from D.C. Now, here is Obama. This is Associated Press a couple months ago. This was December 22nd, 2009, last year, calling in using his real name. Here it is.
Governor, let's get back to the phones and let some callers. We have Barry from D.C. is calling. Go ahead, Barry.
Well, Governor Kane, this is actually the President of the United States calling.
No.
I have questions about traffic in Northern Virginia.
Oh.
But rather than go there, I just wanted to say how proud we are of your service as governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, and just wish you and the family all the best.
Okay.
Christmas season.
And it goes on. That's AP News right there, AP Video. So it's a big joke to him to use his real name, isn't it, Phil?
Yeah, it really is. But when he does it and acknowledges it, it just reinforces the words I've been using, that he's a fraud and he's a phony. You notice the Secret Service isn't coming after me because I'm talking the truth. He's a fraud, he's a phony. It's the biggest hoax in the history of our country, ladies and gentlemen. We must stop it.
Well, it gets worse. I could play video from Vermont and from Missouri where they had police go on the news and say, if you criticize Obama and say he's not a Christian or say he wasn't born here, we're going to arrest you. Did you ever see that video?
No, I heard about it, so send it to me. I'd like to see that one.
In fact, ask Aaron the headline. I think it's something like Thought Police in Missouri. But the point is, no, that was on TV. I mean, they were on TV saying, we will arrest you. So that shows the mindset, and it turned out the Obama campaign was having local Democrat police and sheriffs and prosecutors come out and threaten people. I mean, this is, look, Jerome Corsi got the documents, the emails from Obama when he was in the Senate to his cousin, Odinga, threatening and saying, cause riots. So you lost the election. Cause riots, and they'll give you a position in the government. And they did.
Not only causing riots, what they did is they caused riots. They set fire to churches with people alive. They burned down churches. They burned people alive. I mean, that's a bad point. And then Odinga began.
And Obama told them to do it.
Right. And then Odinga, Obama raised $1 million for him during that time. And then by doing all that, they forced an Odinga that was given a position in the government over there.
Yeah, before they just had president, they made a prime ministership for him.
Yep.
I mean, because they were burning everything down, and Obama told him in the email, burn it. I mean, this guy's a terrorist. There's no doubt about it. Let's take another call here. David Main, you're on the air, David.
Yes, gentlemen, I have a comment and a question. Good job, Phil.
Thank you, David.
I will refer to our president from here on as President Saturo, and I recommend anybody else do the same. And when people ask you, what is that all about, then explain to them everything that you've laid out. Now, my question is a constitutional crisis question. If it's found out, if we can prove that he's illegitimate, and I believe he is, then every executive order, every bill he signed, every treaty, every foreign agreement is invalid. What happens then if it's, say, 3 years into the presidency and this all comes out and he has to leave? No doubt about it, it's pointless to argue.
Well, everything
anymore.
He's done is bad, so that sounds great.
Yeah, David, that's why I don't want to wait 3 years. I want to get it this year. That's why I want the people to join with me when we have the announced the march. Because he is a phony. Everything he has done is void or avoidable. It's really a disgrace. And we are in a constitutional crisis because it would take another whole show. I can't go into the whole thing about who would become president. You used to vote, and I don't know the amendment, you used to vote separate for president and vice president. You vote now jointly for them. So therefore, I don't believe Biden would become because it was a fraudulent ticket. Does it go back to January 8th, the joint session of Congress, when Congress violated their duty because they were only going to vote for their duty was to vote for, count the votes, electoral college votes for a qualified person. So does it go back there? Because if one member of the House, one member of the Senate had given a written objection, they would have gone to the separate House and Senate to discuss the issue. And if they didn't agree, they would have nominated whoever they wanted for president, vice president. But because they didn't do their job, does it go back to December 15th when all the electors met in the state capitol? capitals of the various states, and they voted, but improperly, because they were only supposed to vote for a constitutionally qualified candidate, or does it go back to November 8th election day? We have a real mess on our hands, but I believe that mess has to be dealt with more so than keeping Obama a fraud.
Hi, Harry, we got to move quick. David, I appreciate your call. Speaking about threats, it came out in major newspapers last year that there's 25 people on Obama's hit list, and of course, I'm number 24 on there, and it said that birther groups and yourself are also on the list, and there is no doubt that they've got an enemies list. People need to be praying for all of us.
All right, okay. Yeah, please pray for me, everyone out there.
Absolutely, and also spread the word. So you don't know when the march is going to be yet?
Well, no, we're working on that. As soon as I have a date, I'll call you back, and then we'll have it up on our website, and we'll tell you if we get on your show and spread the word. But the initial reaction response from people is phenomenal. People have wanted to do something because it's something they can do, and every one of your listeners can identify with the birth certificate issue. One other thing, the people that Obama associated with, Ayers and the Reverend Wright and all those people, et cetera, et cetera. You know, he couldn't even get a job as a Chicago police officer with who he dealt with. He couldn't get a job as an FBI agent or a Secret Service agent but yet the Secret Service is protecting him. I mean,
well,
think about it. Doesn't even make sense.
I'm not saying this is a good thing, but I understand why it's been done. In the old days, if you weren't 3, 4, or 5th generation, you couldn't be FBI or Secret Service because it was important that you not be a spy. Because when the Constitution was ratified, for those that don't know, they had cases of Austria sending its people, members of its government, its ruling class, and royalty, in to Poland and other countries to try to get elected and take over those nations. And so this has always been an old problem. And if this guy, I mean, his real name is Barry Sataro. How is he our president? As you say, the Indonesia thing is bona fide 100%. That right there disqualifies him. Forget the birth certificate.
Right. Yep, absolutely. And we're running an ad on that this next week in the paper, Washington Times, and we're going to be doing other ads across the country. The more money we raise, we'll spread the word. We must spread the word around the country, and we want a march on Washington like we never saw.
All right, let's talk to John in Maine. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. Please tell how his collegiate records are being sealed or were sealed, his adult records. How does that operate? So I can show Mom.
Well, the reason that I was the first one that came out, I believe his college records are sealed for one reason. It's going to show he applied for and received foreign aid either.
No. He's asking how were they sealed.
How were they sealed? An executive order he signed the day of that he was sworn into office.
So the first thing on his mind when he got sworn in and had that executive power was to keep his records secret.
Absolutely, because he doesn't want us to. We know. Think about it. We know nothing about him. We haven't seen one thing from him.
John, does that answer your question?
Yes. Do you know the number of that executive order?
No, I don't.
So I can show my mom.
Hey, guys, search engine, Obama signs executive order sealing records. I remember that in the news on January 22nd. Obama signs executive order sealing records. Thanks for the call, John. Let's talk to Nick in Colorado. Nick, you're on the air. Go.
Hey, I just was wondering since we know that the shadow government basically put Obama into his position, my question is, why do you think that they didn't put somebody in there that could produce the documents or just, you know, produce documents for him since they get...
I'll answer the question. They knew he was slick and a darling. They could blackmail him and control him with the information, with him being compromised. And they love to violate our Constitution and sovereignty. Like Obama became the first, I'm going to play this later. Do you guys cue it up? In fall of the Republic, we have him becoming the first U.S. president to chair the U.N. Security Council that violates the Constitution. Phil Berg.
Yes, it does violate the Constitution. And I think they put him up because... When I got the phone call, you got to think about this, ladies and gentlemen. The phone call I got was, they said, Phil, you're the only attorney in the country we know with brass, you know what, that would sue Obama. And that was an honor I took here, but since then other attorneys have joined suit. But it's very rare you're going to find someone that wants to challenge the president or someone of that stature. And I did it because I think there's nothing more important than our Constitution. And there's very few of us that will do something like that.
Absolutely. And again, I meant to have it queued up from Fall of the Republic. We did like 5 minutes in the film. And I'll play it before the show ends today after you leave us, specifically on him. And CNN said he's now president of the world. He has to swear the UN oath. And we give the subsection of the Constitution where it says you can't do that. I mean, this is outrageous.
And anything he does, the national media is not, anything detrimental, the national media does not cover it.
All right, we're going to jam in Nick, Ronald, Bob, and John's quick questions, quick answers from Phil Berg, ObamaCrimes.com. I'm Alex Jones. Our websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Find out all about Obama in my film, Fall of the Republic, on DVD.
You just might be only a few meals away from anarchy. Look at the recent world events and even the economic crisis. The time to prepare yourself and your family is now.
Now, now.
For 1 week only, Ready Made Resources offers all GCN listeners 25% off on all Mountain House case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to ReadyMadeResources.com to see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods in a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
Yes, there is a catch.
This 25% off of case lots only lasts through March 15th. Hurry, go to readymaderesources.com or call toll free 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com. Hurry, sale ends March 15th.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
In today's world, a product comes along that revolutionizes the way we live, work, and play.
MaxFit makes your hands go wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
MaxFit Gloves is the next generation of Fit Glove technology and makes everything you do with your hands feel easier without losing the ability to touch and feel.
Wow!
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture, driving a car, or opening a jar, MaxFit has thousands of uses.
It helps the grip of our great hands.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow! From the moment you slip your hand into a MaxFit Glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
MaxFit.
For more information on the next generation of Thin Glove technology, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's M-A-X-F-I-T Gloves.com. And use the promo code RADIO to get a special deal.
Wow. MaxFit makes your hands go.
Williams is coming up, but when we start the next segment, I'm going to play about 4 minutes from Fall of the Republic, where I break down Obama becoming the head of the UN. And I'll give you the chapter and verse, the Constitution, where it's treason. Ronald in New Jersey, you're on the air with Phil Berg. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, Mr. Berg, Alex, thank you very much.
Just to be quick, I have a question that I've been trying to get a good answer to for about a year. I agree with everything you said. I think that there's ample evidence that there is no birth certificate. But even if there was, even if Obama was born in Hawaii, just by virtue of the fact that his father was never an American, and had he lived, could very well be ruling Kenya, doesn't that in itself contradict what was intended by the founders and coining the term natural born citizen?
I don't believe so, and that's an argument other attorneys have come forth with. I don't believe so because we keep changing the definition of natural born for this reason. If husband and wife, boyfriend and girlfriend are traveling any place in the world and a child is born, if both are U.S. citizens, their child, when it comes back through immigration and gets a passport, is considered natural born. The statute here, which was changed when Obama was supposedly born August 4, 1961, the American citizen, in this case the mother, to convey natural born status, had to live in this country for 10 years, and 5 of those years had to be after the age of 14. 14 is 5 is 19. She was only 18, so she couldn't convey natural born. So
we've got them right there. I mean,
we have them all over the place. The guy's a fraud. The guy's a phony.
His real name's Barry Sitaro. Bob in Texas. Bob, yeah. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have two quick comments. A comment for Mr. Berg was that back before the election, I was able to get through and talk to John Moody, the vice president of Fox News, and his excuse for them not covering it is that it is, quote-unquote, not their job and that people shouldn't be lazy and do the work themselves, which I found pretty funny.
Your phone's really bad. Do you have a question?
No, just a comment.
Well, hi, Bob. Thank you.
That's an interesting comment because Fox, not their job. Fox, it's very strange. They came out of New York, spent an hour and a half driving down here, filmed me for an hour and a half, went back to New York, never aired 1 minute of it. But then if it's not their job, then how come all the media, including Fox, ripped apart, and maybe Fox didn't do it, but all the other media ripped apart Sarah Palin? You know, their job.
Well, now Fox is going after you, great guns. With the birther thing, I mean, it's incredible, folks. I mean, that is wrong. If Phil Berg, even if he was wrong, has a right to ask these questions. This is outrageous that Glenn Beck's doing that. And I don't want to attack Glenn Beck, but I'm sick of him. Okay, let's talk to John in Wisconsin. John, you're on the air with Phil Berg. Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Berg. Are you still looking for someone with a common ancestor, since that would convey a material interest in the birth certificate?
Sure. Are you?
Yeah, I have a common ancestor. Disadvantage of being a Mayflower family. There are only so many white people on the continent.
Well, afterwards, and we'll see what we can do. They'll come up with some excuse. But
yeah, that's too far back. I mean, if he's related to the Mayflower, then I'm related to Obama on both sides of my family.
Yeah, that's true, too. That's probably too far back, but contact me. We'll see what we can do. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to George in Connecticut. You're on the air with Phil Berg. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Boy, you're a hard man get through to four times. But anyway, the main point is both you guys should try to sue through the English court for them trying to slander you, whatever, especially for you with the Financial Times, because you don't even have to prove that they slandered you. They have to prove that they innocently or they were innocent of not slandering you. And then being these Murdoch papers and magazines and institutions, guaranteed they're rebroadcast there. You can sue their pants off and own them and then use their own money to kick their ass all over the world.
All right, George, it's a good point. You have been slandered by the Murdoch papers in England. I've seen it, and I have as well. What about that?
Interesting point. The only thing, I'm swamped right with the Obama thing, but we'll have to consider that. For you and me, Alex, right? We can do something, get some money out of these people. But I'm more concerned right now with using my efforts to out Obama or Barry Sitaro, and we'll worry about.
Yeah, that's the big fish.
On.
That's the big fish we've got to fry. Jamming in one more call, Chris in Maryland. You're on the air.
Hey guys. Hey fellas. It's my understanding. Maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I had a discussion with my dad. But the real issue isn't your Hannitys and your Glenn Becks. Isn't the real problem the progressives that are taking over our nation?
Absolutely. But the problem is Beck supported the banker bailout. Beck says global warming's real now. We've discredited the fake liberals. I'm attacking anybody who's unconstitutional. But what's your point there?
The point is that the progressives, and I believe maybe 100% of the Democrats and the majority of the Republicans together, are all progressive in destroying the Constitution. They're after the Constitution.
All right, listen, I got to let you go because that's not really a question on this issue. Phil Berg, we got Lindsey Williams coming up, but I'm going to get him to hold a few minutes. I'm sure he's fine because we've got an hour and a half with him coming up. I want to come back and take some calls. One guy disagrees, Ted in North Carolina.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No. The answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com. Your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
I just heard an ad for Gusset Jeans. We've got links to it up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. These are awesome jeans. I've got several pairs. I'm going to start wearing these exclusively. They fit just like Levi's, last longer, and they're made in America. So check out their website up at Infowars.com or just Google Gusset Jeans. Okay. I saw this late last week, and it really upset me. Because, sure, they look like real guns. You can buy an M16. You can buy something that looks like an AK-47. You can buy stuff that looks like a Beretta handgun. They shoot little plastic pellets. So they're not even BB guns. It's a little bit bigger pellet than a BB, about, I guess, three times the size. I bought quite a few of these guns to train my five-year-old daughter and seven-year-old son on marksmanship in the backyard. And the ATF in Cornelius, Oregon, went in to one of the local dealers of airsoft plastic pellet guns that they have no statutory authority, nothing, went in, took the guns from Customs. It turns out Customs called them the toy guns. and are now claiming that they can just basically, outside of law, rule what is a firearm. And we see cases where somebody's got an AR-15 that they bought legal. It has a malfunction, fires two or three rounds. The shooting range calls the police on them. And in federal court, they say it doesn't matter. Even if you knew, didn't know and it was a legal gun, you're going to prison. So the ATF is harassing lawful gun owners. Now, they're raiding people every day. I see in the news, neighbors will see somebody with a rifle putting in their car at their house. The police come, they find five guns, 1,000 rounds of ammo. There's no law against an arsenal. They call it an arsenal. They take your guns, arrest you without a law. And so we're joined by Brad Martin of Airsoft, and we'll give you his website here specifically from Oregon. But he and his son run this toy store, and these are sold in Walmart. These are sold in Academy. These are sold most hardware stores, hunting supply stores. I mean, this is ridiculous. And for them to say you can cartridge and could build a real gun out of this because it looks like a gun, I mean, it's asinine. I mean, yeah, if you spent two or three times the money it takes to make to buy a real gun, maybe you could, and it'd blow up in your face. So he joins us to talk about all the different facets and angles of this and how this is just being selectively enforced, and even the selective enforcement is just made up. And if this is allowed to stand, it sets an incredibly dangerous precedent, because if they can ban BB guns that shoot plastic BBs, what's going to happen to the deadly Red Ryder? Will it be banned as an assault weapon? So we now speak to our guest, Brad Martin. Brad, break down exactly what happened and all the latest developments for us.
Well, hi there, Mr. Jones. Yeah, this started back in October of 2009. We import airsoft toy guns and airsoft equipment to go along with those. And over the last 5 or 6 years, we've had several interventions from customs where they've taken in the vicinity of about $17,000 worth of product from us. And, you know, I haven't really made a big issue out of it. We just took our licks and kept on keeping on, sort of. But bottom line is, this most recent seizure in October was of 30 gas-powered M4 lookalikes. And these pieces are 100% legitimate. They're designed to fire these quarter-inch plastic BBs, as you described, and that's their function. Well, when customs received these, one or two of their agents looked at them and decided that it was above their pay grade to make a call on these things. So they called in the ATF to look at them. So ATF took one or more of these things back to their laboratory in Maryland or wherever this thing is, held them for 5 months, and then in early February, after I had mailed some protest letters to the ATF and Customs, I finally get a response back saying that I was not going to get these toy guns back. And they quoted a code, it was code number 922, and it seems that the thing that they're seizing upon is that these toy guns are easily convertible to real steel firearms. So in other words, you're saying anybody with a little bit of effort can take these guns, these toys, and turn them into real guns. And from our perspective, this is just totally absurd.
Because they look like real guns.
Yeah, yeah. The other day, the port director from Customs in Seattle called all the local TV affiliates in and gave this news conference on air holding one of our guns and saying that this is a threat to the safety of America, and he labeled them as machine guns. And while he was talking and handling this gun of ours, this toy of ours, he was trying to stick the magazine into the mag well, and he had the magazine turned around backwards. He didn't even know which way the bloody magazine.
We're
going to
play a clip of this coming up. We're going to play a clip of this coming up. You've got the ATF agent putting on this big hullabaloo, trying to scare everybody to set the precedent to ban something that isn't even a BB gun because it looks scary to them. My God, if this is allowed to stand, this is an incredible new precedent.
Well, it is. It is scary. You know, and this is a David and Goliath scenario where, you know, I could bankrupt myself fighting the federal government and still end up a loser here. But, you know, it's time for us to stir up the pot a little bit and kind of try to put the brakes on this behavior.
We're going to play this video that's up on your website for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and radio listeners. Give us your web address for folks that want to follow this case.
Okay, sure. The web address is airsoftoutletnw.com.
So, airsoftoutletnorthwest.com, just NW.
Yeah, just NW, not the Northwest, just NW.
All right, we're going to play one of the myriad of newscasts trying to create a panic over the devilish plastic BB gun that is so scary looking. Here it is.
And welcome, everyone, and good evening. I'm Jeff Giannola.
And I'm Kelly Day. Federal agents seize a ship of toy guns they say in the wrong hands. They could have actually been deadly.
In this Coin Local 6 exclusive, our reporter Alexis Dale said, talk to the local businessman who ordered these toy guns. And I see you have one there, huh, Alexis?
Jeff, this is an example of one of the toy guns seized. And besides the orange tip, it looks pretty real. But this is an airsoft toy. It shoots plastic BBs. And the man who ordered these says anyone with any knowledge of weapons should be able to figure that out. No bullets, just plastic BBs. Not a battlefield, just a wooded area made to look like one.
It's another version of paintball.
For the past 7 years, Brad Martin and his son Ben say their family business in Cornelius has steadily grown as simulated combat gaming grows in popularity across the country.
This is the contemporary version of Civil War reenacting.
While they aim for authenticity in every piece of gear, the Martins didn't anticipate a seizure by customs and ATF agents in Tacoma as their latest shipment of toy guns arrived from Taiwan.
Any kid, any parent, any adult going out of the house with this needs to be ready for trouble.
ATF Special Agent Kelvin Crenshaw says not only is the shipment missing the orange tips required on all imported toy guns,
with minimal work, it could be converted to a machine gun.
To say these are readily convertible to machine guns is absolutely preposterous. The round wouldn't go into the barrel for one, and two, if the firing pin did strike the primer, the gun would basically blow up in your face.
Also, the Martins say there are tens of thousands of replicas just like these sold in America already. The only reason they buy from Taiwan is because it's cheaper. Until now.
He's spent all this manpower, tax dollars, and time, and wasted my time, my money, my profitability to seize 30 toy guns. That's what he's done. And he's portrayed himself as a great hero.
But ATF insists that it did the testing and determined that, yes, these can be converted into military-grade weapons. The Martins requested to see the documentation of that, and they were told that they'd have to file a Freedom of Information request with ATF. Now, as for the orange tips, this one has one. The ones that came in from Taiwan didn't. But the Martins say that's happened before with their shipments from Taiwan, and they just had to go up to Tacoma and paint the tips orange themselves. So they wonder why this is being made into an issue now. Alexis Del Cid, Coin Local 6.
Okay, and we have Brad Martin online with us. So you've got an ATF officer in a fancy suit who can't even put the cartridge in it. He can't put the magazine in. It shoots little bitty round plastic BBs that are look like they're even smaller than 22 caliber. There's no room for a cartridge to go in. There's no room for propellant. He uses air to shoot plastic BBs. And what's really happening, I saw this 5 years ago or so in England, where they're trying to ban these over there, they don't like the gun culture growing because this is a gateway to real firearms. People are finding out how much fun it is to target shoot or to dress up in gear and you know, go to the equivalent of paintball ranges. I run around with my children in the backyard and shoot targets and shoot tin cans, and you learn how to be a good marksman. Then they graduate to BB guns, then they graduate to real firearms. And this is incredible. This is lawlessness. And you told me off air that you've talked to other ATF branches, and they're like, we can't believe this happened. These aren't real firearms. We don't have a statutory authority. But it doesn't matter. They're in your area. They're just going to do whatever they want. And I guess if they don't have a law, they don't care, because he says, you go outside with this, you're looking for trouble. He feels like you shouldn't have this as a slave, and so he's going to take them. That's the end of it. Doesn't matter if it's $30,000 shipment. Doesn't matter, because they run this country now.
Yep, that's exactly right. After about 3 months of this seizure going on, I started writing letters and calling people. I talked to an agent back in Maryland, I believe it was, who was in the ATF Division of Firearms Importations. And I explained the situation to her, and she said, well, why did ATF take airsoft? And I said, well, I guess because they can. And she said, well, ATF has no jurisdiction over airsoft. And if you would like to, if you would give my telephone number, meaning her telephone number, to the local ATF people and tell them to call her, she would inform them that they have no jurisdiction over airsoft.
Now, again,
that didn't dissuade them.
That didn't dissuade them. So explain who you separately talked to at ATF, who was, what her position is, and then what they said, because we want to write an article about this.
Yeah, well, exactly. And I can provide you with a phone number at some future. I don't have it with me right here. But as I mentioned, after calling the ATF back east and explaining my situation to about four or five people, I finally got to this agent in, as I mentioned, the Division of Firearms Importation. And I explained it to her, and she said, we have no jurisdiction over airsoft. So the ATF controls by ruling. That's what they do. They see something. They don't need a law about it. They just make a ruling.
Let me expand on that. Let me expand on that.
Yeah.
This is a commerce issue. You've been robbed. When an officer, federal or state, operates clearly outside their jurisdiction, consciously through color of law, you have been physically robbed, and so you file a criminal police report that you've been robbed.
Well, in essence, I wrote to them, and I said, you know, what's happening with this shipment? Why am I getting no information about this? Because they're incredibly secretive. They don't give you any information.
No judge, no jury, no indictment, no interview, no arrest, no paperwork. Just your 30,000 of toy guns is gone, pal. We don't need no stinking warrants or paperwork. We rule America. You don't sell toy guns around here, boy.
Absolutely. That's right. And I figured that if they really thought my guns were machine guns like they said they were, I'd be in handcuffs by now. But they're not down here arresting me. And they're not in other vendors' stores.
This is sold at Walmart, Academy, everywhere, the exact same fake M16 plastic toy guns. People are running around with these, having a great time, and it's buoying the gun culture. And I think this is an ATF case on purpose from the Obama administration. We confirmed in Austin they shut down a gun show with no law to set a national precedent. And I believe they picked you as a small independent dealer to set the precedent.
It wouldn't surprise me at all. Yes, sir, I agree with you.
Well, give out your website again for Legal Eagles, lawyers on the West Coast, other people that want to bring civil rights suits, commerce suits, robbery suits, criminal charges, because we have a lot of experts out there that are listening that would want to email you advice.
Yeah, nothing would please me more. My website is www.airsoftoutletnw.com.
Now, tell people, Brad Martin, when this first happened and any new developments, because, we're quite a few days into this, and I guess they say, look, talk to the hand. You don't get paperwork. You don't get anything. We just rob you.
Well, that's basically it. Now, I spoke to an ATF agent up in Tacoma a week or 10 days ago, and this guy had his head screwed on straight. I think there are some really good agents in the company, basically, but the anti-gun influence is so strong that I think these sensible guys get shouted down. But I was talking to him, and he said that basically Customs has me on a hit list now that any time one of my orders hits port, they're going to flag my order. They're going to take it for intensive examination. And right now, they have two more of my orders backed up in port for intensive examination. And
they're going to put you out of business. They got a $30,000 order and just grabbed it with the ATF. What have they gotten now?
Oh, they've got about another $20,000 in there now. Yeah, about another $20,000.
Unbelievable. Well, people need to, all over the country, order the guns you've got in stock, the plastic toy pellet guns, just to keep you afloat. Because that's one thing I noticed the feds will do. They'll just ruin you to set the precedent, pick a little guy, and then hope you just go away.
Yeah, well, we're not going to go away. You know, you piss off a Scotsman, and they're going to fight back. So I'm kind of fed up with their behavior.
I hear you, my friend.
I don't know if I can generate enough income to take the feds to court or not, but I'm going to look at that. And I don't know if the NRA or other gun groups could take up interest in this and have talked. You know,
we've got Larry Pratt on. What is Pratt on Thursday? Head of Gun Owners of America. We're going to get, believe me, Jews for Preservation of Firearms or the Gun Owners of America is going to want to help you. We've got the ATF red-handed here in lawlessness, color of law, Shanghaiing, freebooting. This is the same as just robbing a stagecoach. I mean, they are bandits here. And if the precedent gets set by customs and these guys, we're all in deep trouble. We got to hang together or we'll surely hang separate. One more segment, sir. Stay right there.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
NW.com. Our website's InfoWars.com. Congressman Ron Paul, political activist, freedom defender, folks like this gentleman, gun shows. We're here defending, lobbying for liberty and freedom, rallying people to support the Constitution and Bill of Rights. That's why it's important to support InfoWars.com, visit the online video bookstore, whether you get a ball cap or whether you buy a video. You can get Jesse Ventura's new book that we're now going to start shipping, $5 off, $19.95, and get one of my films free, a $45 value for $19.95, available at InfoWars.com. We're carrying a new video, which is an amazing documentary by the folks that brought you America's Secret Beginnings, A Lamp in the Dark, The Untold History of the Bible, a lot of key stuff, hidden history. This just went on the shopping cart today. InfoWars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Going back to this gentleman, Brad Martin, I mean, this is like more than Orwellian. It's surreal, like a comedy. The news holding up a gun with a red tip, a little toy plastic machine gun, saying, oh, my gosh, it's so scary. And an ATF guy will put his picture up there, you know, looking like he's in deep fear over all this. I mean, if they can get toy guns, nothing's safe.
It's sure the truth. You know, I went over to the local coffee shop for a cup this morning, and the police chief from our town was in there. And off the record, not as police chief, but he's 100% behind us on this. And he and I were talking, and he was saying that Americans are afraid of everything, and the government wants to protect us from everything that's even a little bit scary. And basically, that's what's happening here. You know, this creeping totalitarianism of the government wanting to have their fingers and control everything, and it's just got to stop somewhere. I don't know where it stops, but we got to do something about it.
Well, look at this ATF officer. What is his name? Clevin. Throwing back up on screen, Clevin Crenshaw. I mean, he's in what looks like a $2,000 suit, taxpayer paid for.
That's a beautiful suit he's wearing. I gotta say,
yeah. I mean, this is a stunt for him, a stunt from the ATF. Guaranteed, Obama's pushing this, and he's here trampling on your right to commerce. They've now got $50,000 of your toy guns, and they just think you're not even human. I mean, doing this to you, it's like you don't even exist.
That's so true. You know, it's like, since when is it a crime against a vendor who brings in a legal product and somebody somewhere, some wacko decides that he's going to convert that legal product into something illegal? Why does that make it the vendor's crime that he's brought in a legal product?
And but by the way, I own some of these. I mean, it converts something that's air-powered and doesn't even have the mechanism to, you know, put in a cartridge that has powder that projects it. I mean, this is asinine. I mean, sure, if you went to a top machinist, maybe they could build something that would chamber around, but then this is tin metal. It would blow up.
Well, that's our point too. And if a guy wanted an AR-15 or an M4, he could go to his local gun store and pay $1,000 and get a dependable platform instead of going to an airsoft store and paying probably around $500 for this product, spending all kinds of time and energy trying to convert this into a gun that's going to blow it up into his face. It's totally illogical. This is.
Do you
totally
agree with
illogical.
Me, though, that they've been trying to kill the gun culture and that airsoft is literally one of the, and I noticed this years ago, one of the key things getting people into the gun culture?
I think you're right. I think they're scared of an armed electorate is what they're scared of.
I tell you what, I know you've got to go, but we're going to break for 1 minute. Let's do five more so we can talk about this creeping totalitarianism with you. Then it's open phones and news blitz for the rest of the final hour.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.